Failure is not an option, but the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast is another story. The Medicare podcast that asks the question, what, me worry? Is it only him or did bacon used to be a whole lot tastier? It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everyone. This is Doug Jones, and you have just arrived at Medicare for the Lazy Man. I'm feeling a little weird today, a little under the weather, and that's because my big boy microphone that I usually use, the thing that makes me look and feel like a professional, is not functioning in Illinois. It functions perfectly in Arizona, but for some reason it doesn't work with my computer here. So I'm talking into the screen. It's like talking into Randy's face. I see Randy, but I'm talking at him, and it's very weird. But anyway,
well, yeah, that would be a bad idea. Maybe you should close your eyes.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to try that. See how we're. Oh, that's much better, much better.
I told you what happened to me, right?
Well, you've told me several things. What's the?
I've got a setting that says to brush up my appearance automatically.
Uh huh.
And I probably told you this, but it automatically put a black bag over my head digitally.
Could you turn that on again, please? I think I can get through the episode better.
Anyway. Okay, I'll quit interrupting you. Go for it.
All right. So what we're doing here is we're trying to help people feel comfortable with their transition from regular life to Medicare life. And in spite of the fact that I probably sound like I'm talking into a tin can, what we have to offer is some Medicare factual information, some reassurance that Medicare is nothing to be afraid of. And if you are in a reading mood, you can go to Amazon.com and buy my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's got a big red 2021 on the cover. That would be the one to choose. So we have also an audio version and a Kindle version, an ebook. And all of those are priced differently. I don't even know what they're charging for the audio version. They never asked me what I wanted to charge for it, but I'm just so happy it's on sale now. It took them 4 months to decide to get it ready to sell. So anyway, so we are here. And when I say we, I'm including Randy Carson, the best dial twister in the business, to tell people that Medicare is nothing to be afraid of. And every episode like this, we pick a couple of things to talk about. And today, it's going to be Randy's favorite subject. That's not really his favorite subject. It's the favorite subject of the people that he enjoys spending time with in the bars in Cave Creek, Arizona. And it keeps them mollified. So Randy is not the subject of their frustration and ire if we don't do this subject often enough. And the subject is stuff that comes in the Medicare for the Lazy Man mailbag. What do you think, Randy? Are we ready to hit this again to keep your friends happy?
We are, but I think there's one other way that I should refer to these people rather than the bars I hang out in.
Oh,
it's actually the public library.
Okay.
Now, if you believe that, I got some swampland for you down in Florida.
Well, I'm not a gullible person, but some of the listeners may be. They don't know you that well, and they may think you hang out at the library. And
yeah,
so there's nothing wrong with that.
That's the last time I was in a library. I don't think I knew how to read. I was just looking for picture books.
Well, that's why I really enjoyed my National Geographic subscription when I was a kid. My parents thought it was good for me to learn about nature. Nature I learned about was naked ladies in societies that don't embrace clothing.
That's the only place you could find any. It was a National Geographic. Now,
exactly.
I wonder if the National Geographic people ever just discovered that 80% of their readership was, 16 years old.
Prepubescent boys. I don't know if they ever did. I never heard of announce that or confess or apologize to parents or anything else. But that was the reason I enjoyed every new edition of National Geographic.
Yeah, it's I still love the National Geographic. I somehow or another I managed to. I don't think I pay for it anymore, but somehow or another they just keep sending them to me, so I read them.
Good for them. What the heck? The problem is getting rid of them.
Oh, I know. My my grandparents were big Reader's Digest and National Geographic people.
Yeah.
And they saved them because they were too good. They were a good magazine, too good to throw away. So they tried stacking them up for about 12,000 years. And when they passed, we said, hey, we got this great collection of National Geographic to the local library.
Uh-huh.
Said, yeah. Well, you and 14,000 other people, why don't you just keep them?
Yeah, exactly right. And you see them at garage sales and people are begging you to take them because you don't want to throw them away. They're too good. And a lot of them had maps, fantastic maps in them.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I finally got rid of them and I saved the maps. And I think that's the way but the one magazine subscription that I had back in the day that I have kept every issue of is National Geographic. Boy, I love that magazine. I love Mad Magazine too, but you can get a lot of those online. So National Geographic is the one I've got giant piles of waiting for me to go back and revisit them when I go senile. You know, I'll forget what
was in them. Look, they're coming out with a new Model T this year.
Yeah, there you go. So we should probably get down to Medicare stuff because that 20 minutes is going to come very quickly. So I've got all this stuff. I told Randy this is going to be desk cleaning day. So it's not necessarily all stuff that came in the mail, but it's a lot of different things I've had laying around and I'd kind of like to clean my desk off. And so I'm going to start with a conversation I had. I talked about this in episode 195. I think the episode we're working on now is 198, if I recall correctly. And so this was three episodes ago. I referred to a gentleman who has a mother in Oklahoma who is being pelted by sales pitches from Medicare experts, and I'm using the air quotes for these Medicare experts. What they are is Medicare Advantage salespeople. And he said that she was just completely frustrated. Ooh, Randy's growling. He's almost like a lap dog that's angry. And this guy told me, Warren told me that his mother was sick and tired of getting approached by Medicare salesmen. She was turning 65. And of course, that's it, public knowledge. So her name goes on a list, her contact information, and people will call her. He said she was completely sick of being pitched by these people, didn't know what to believe, didn't want to have to deal with them anymore, but didn't know how to get out of it. And frankly, she didn't know how to sift the dependable information that one of them might have had to offer, how to separate that from the garbage and the hard sell approach that many of the rest of them were using. So he said, look, I've read your book. I listened to your podcast. This is Warren. I know this is short note. Oh, that's, he said, yeah, okay. So he approached me about talking to his mother on the telephone. And this was during my driving back from Arizona to Illinois, so a few weeks ago. And we had to figure out what time zone I was in at the time that the mother was ready to talk. And finally, we got down to the point where I had stopped for gas at a Love's truck stop. And Mary was in the ladies' room, and my phone rang in my pocket. And it was Warren and his mother. So I walked outside and stood outside for about 20 minutes talking to them. And here was the nature of the conversation. I said, is there anything I can do? Why don't you tell me what it is that's on your mind? She said, well, I'm turning 65. I work for a school district. She's a teacher, I think. And she said, I have excellent insurance. And all these people are telling me because I'm turning 65, I've got to sign up for Medicare. And what do I do? Is that correct or not? What do I do? And I said, well, let me ask you this. Are you going to continue to work? Yes, for at least a couple more years. Will you keep your existing group insurance plan from the school district after you turn 65? Yep, that's my plan. Are you happy with the cost of your existing insurance? And she said, yep, that's not a big deal at all. The school district pays the vast majority of it. And then I said, is there any limitation to your coverage that you don't like? Is it like a small network of doctors and hospitals and you would really prefer to have much more freedom of choice? Nope, that's not a problem. And I said, well, you know something? I don't see any reason for you to do anything. You've got excellent coverage at a reasonable cost. you're 65, but you plan on working at least another couple of years, you can keep that same coverage with the school district. I don't see any reason for you to have to do anything. So don't do anything. And in fact, ignore all these other salesmen. Just tell them to take a hike. And I think that went over very well with Warren and his mother. It just relieved her of the need she thought she had to listen to expertise. You know, it was nice that they picked my expertise, but basically I was telling her she could ignore everybody else's expertise. And so that was pretty pleasant. And I hope they keep my name and email address or my, you know, contact information handy so that in a couple of years, when she thinks about retiring, then she will know how to contact me. I'm pretty sure Warren will do that too. Another item that came through the mailbag, a gentleman from Pennsylvania said, send me, you know, some information. I'm going to be asking you for quotes pretty soon because my wife is going to turn 65. Now, I said, okay, great. I'll look forward to helping you out. And then he sent me another question. This came in this morning. He said, your book mentions that Medicare premiums may be assessed an IRMA penalty depending on the insured's tax return from 2 years back. He said, my wife will be eligible for Medicare in November of 2021, but will likely delay getting Part B since she's covered by my employer's insurance. I plan on retiring in 2 years. Will her Medicare premium be based on our modified adjusted gross income from 2021 or 2019? And I, frankly, I didn't read his question carefully enough. I could have constructed my answer better, but I said, if you both are satisfied with the existing coverage, cost, benefits, network limitations, there is no reason to enroll in Medicare until it's time to end your participation in the employer plan. Assuming your coverage is not a health savings account, it will ease your future encounters with the government to have your wife enroll in cost-free Medicare Part A, but it certainly is not mandatory. I hope that clarifies the situation. I can see now I didn't address his question about his participation in Medicare 2 years from now being based on tax returns. So I don't know, but I'm going to write him back and clarify this. But basically, it never ceases to amaze me how many people are not aware that at age 65, they don't have to have anything to do with Medicare if they've got very good coverage that they're happy with the current employer, and if they're going to continue to be covered by that employer plan. So that was the point of my reading that particular thing. Here's an announcement from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma organization. Now, they are owned by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, but in this case, it's an announcement that applies to all of their networks, including their Medicare Advantage products, because the Blues always have a lot of Medicare Advantage plans. Big announcement from the Blues. OU, that's Oklahoma University, OU physicians to remain in network. We are pleased to announce that we've been working closely with OU physicians and have agreed to extend our contracts through June 30th of 2022. Okay, how exciting is that? So the OU physicians, apparently we're going to leave the managed care plans, which would include Medicare Advantage plans. And they finally came to a meeting of the minds and they're going to hang around for another year. Now that's in the middle of 2022, June 30th of 2022. So this whole problem is going to happen again. Contract dispute may or may not get resolved, but it's going to affect the providers that treat patients that are covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield medical plans. And that's just another example of why these Medicare Advantage plans are often less than ideal, because your doctor, who may be an OU physician if you're in Oklahoma covered by a Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan, your doctor could be taken away from your insurance plan. And then if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you're stuck with the shorter list of providers that they would offer for you. Also, I made a note to myself on this same piece of paper. This was a really scary thing. This is a warning to all drivers in the Illinois, Fox Valley area, not the Fox Valley in Wisconsin, but this would be the Fox Valley in Illinois, which is northern Illinois. The Fox River goes south through the Chicago suburbs and then ends at the Illinois River. My spousal unit, who was rushing back from Arizona in order to avoid having to take a full driving exam, she's been having macular degeneration, one eye wet, one eye dry, and she takes all kinds of drops, and she's had all kinds of therapy, and she's had injections into her eyeballs, and she wanted to rush back to have her Illinois driver's license renewed before she crossed the deadline and had to take an actual driver's exam, because she was not sure that she could pass the actual driving exam. So we had to get back here in time. And what happened then was she went up to the DMV and they plucked her out of line, put her at the head of the line. And they said, okay, you're here to what? And she said, renew my license. And I beat your deadline by a couple of days, so I don't need a driving test, but I do need an eye exam. And they said, well, today's your lucky day because Illinois is one of these panicky states about germs and COVID and all that crap. Illinois has suspended testing the vision of older drivers. And so they said, here, and they stamped her driver's license and said, you're free to go. And now I don't know what the hell is going on out there, but the streets are full of old people driving around, you know, and they can't stay in their own lanes. They don't know where the stripes on the road are. And my wife has now joined them. She goes out in the car and laughing her hiney off, and drives out. We've got a really long driveway, and I can just hear her laughing all the way down the driveway, and then she doesn't know which way to turn. And so this is a warning for all people driving around in the Fox Valley of Northern Illinois. And I wanted to share a critique of the book, the 2021 book that appeared on Amazon. I don't often read the reviews because, first of all, I only concentrate on the 5-star reviews. That encompasses the vast majority of them. But if I go look at the 5-star reviews and then I dilly-dally too long, I feel as though I'm wallowing in my success. I am happy that so many people find the book helpful, entertaining, and really a good value for what they paid for it, and a guidebook for their entrance into Medicare. I feel really good about that, but sometimes I feel like I'm really wallowing in the wonderful accolades that some people leave as reviews on the book. So there's occasionally something that brings you right back down to earth. Now, here's a reviewer, a customer. I've never heard of this guy before. I have the second most common last name, and this gentleman has the most common last name in the United States of America. And this review was posted yesterday. And I'm just going to read the first couple of lines of the review. It's a 5-star review. The guy purports to like the book very much. He says, very useful advice on Medicare. The author has some crackpot opinions on other subjects, but he knows what he's talking about when it comes to Medicare. And then he says, to summarize an already short book, and then he lists a few things that he and I agree on about Medicare. And then he says at the bottom, he said, to his advice, I would only add this. Plan F is closed now and will become more and more expensive every year as the population it serves gets older and older. Other than that, I couldn't help reading that line again. The author has some crackpot opinions on other subjects. Well, he didn't pontificate. He didn't elaborate on those other subjects. I don't know what crackpot opinions he's talking about. I think I'm perfectly sane, and there are no crackpot opinions that cross my mind, but apparently he would disagree.
I'm proud of you, Doug.
Also,
somebody called you a crackpot, and I think in your case, That's a compliment on some topics.
And listen, you know something? I'm enough of a prostitute that I'll take a 5-star review no matter what it says. He can say nasty things about my mama, and that'll be just fine with me.
Speaking of mamas,
yeah.
Have you got another mailbagger before we get to the end?
I was going to do one more item.
Okay. All right. Let's go for it.
All right. This is from the Babylon Bee. I don't know how many people know about the Babylon Bee. It's kind of like the Onion for conservatives. And they just printed an article this morning. It's a list. And Randy and I love lists. And the list is how to get along in your marriage. He says, here at the Babylon Bee, we enjoy perfect marriages with our smoking hot wives. We understand not everybody is perfect, though. Sometimes you get into arguments with your wife. Ha, 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 newbie. Anyway, to help you navigate these difficult talks, be sure to follow these expert arguing tips from the marriage experts at the Babylon Bee. Number one, as soon as you start arguing, take off your shirt to distract her with your Greek god body. She'll immediately be overcome with desire and completely forget that she's mad at you. Number two, use cold, hard reason meticulously explained and re-explained. Using logic and reason in an argument with your wife will help her immediately understand how ridiculous she's being. Problem solved. Number three, ask her if she's on her period, and then just tell her lovingly that you know this is just because of lady hormones, and you won't hold it against her. Number four, helpfully suggest that she calm down. Sometimes wives forget to calm down. One helpful reminder and all tempers will dissipate. You're a genius. Number five, make an Excel spreadsheet so you can follow the argument better. Sometimes arguments with your wife will branch off into multiple unexpected paths at once. So keep track so you can address each issue and check it off your list as you do. Number six, remind her that the thing she just said sounds like something her mother would say. Also remind her that your mother never talks to you like that. Number seven, threaten to boycott mowing the lawn. She might try to mow the lawn herself, but she won't be able to pull that crank start thingy, and she'll realize just how essential you are. And finally, number eight, bring in all the kids and ask them to vote on who is right. This will also help you figure out which kids are on your side and which ones you need to keep an eye on. There you have it. Enjoy many decades of a happy marriage.
Oh my God. That is absolutely the most accurate list of eight items I've ever heard.
I wish I'd read that.
I'm not gonna mention them to my wife, but that's okay.
I can send this to you if you like. I wish I'd read that 50 years ago.
Oh my God. Well, I can't top that one, but I do have a question. So Warren and his mama, yes. you said they were from Oklahoma.
Yes, they are.
Why does that state still let horse thieves into it, like Medicare Advantage?
I think
people?
They were born there. I don't think they let them in, but they can't do anything about the ones that were born there. You know,
that's probably
true. You've got one
true.
In your own family who victimized your aunt.
I know. No, well, my sister.
Your sister. Okay.
Yeah, my nephew sold my sister, who didn't ask me, a Medicare Advantage plan, and she didn't even know what it covered, whether it covered antifreeze or drugs.
I think somebody should have taken him out behind the barn and told him what for.
Yeah. I am when I get back there. So anyway, we are out of time, Doug, but I have particularly enjoyed this one. And that list of eight, that really hit the spot.
I'll send that to you. I'll send a copy to Margaret, too, so she knows what to expect.
Well, yeah, warn me when you do that, though, because I need to be out of the house.
I understand. Those dogs will protect you.
Yeah. For the audience's perspective, I've got three dogs, and they all average less than 10 pounds apiece. So I don't think they're going to help me much.
Maybe not. But anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I'm happy to be back in Illinois because the weather is magnificent, so I have no complaints today, and I'm looking forward to our next get-together.
Absolutely. And again, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones around the metaphorical coffee table, the CEO and the lead pilot for Medicare for the Lazy Man Air.
Astutely said.
So you all have a good day, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Bye-bye.